Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, we pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to use this time that your word may be brought up and taught, thought about, and lived out. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. And so today, if you would, find a writing utensil for me. Find a writing utensil and turn to your back cover of your worship bulletin. We're going to take a look at the Holy Gospel from John chapter 14, verse 15. It's very short, and for the most part, we are going to only study one verse this morning. And you're thinking 5-minute sermon. So this morning, we want to take a look at this. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." I want you to block that out, underline it, circle it. That's what we're going to be going over this morning. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I've been thinking about this verse the entire week. How to go about this, how to really teach this. And I came up with a couple questions myself. Does God ask the impossible? Does God ask the impossible? Because at first, that conditional statement, if you loved me, if you loved me, can anyone honestly say that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days, each and every second you're awake, you can really say that you love God no matter what? And here's the part about preaching the sermon is I'm there with you. Because it seems like there's no part of the day in which I can feel like, God, why would you even bother telling me this? Because I can't. I can't. And so right off the bat, as soon as I'm reading this gospel, man, it's just like a failure right there. And it's got, God, I can't love you. There's too much in the way. So the next question I have is, does love come naturally? Love come naturally. Sometimes it comes more naturally to some than to others. Ladies, does it come naturally? Depends on the day. Oh, okay. I was going to say, a mother is bonded instantly with her child, even though that child has caused her pain when it's born. Okay. I was thinking of her husband, you know, has he caused her pain? And so I'm really worried for this guy right now because I'm really wondering, you know, does she naturally love him? I would say probably yes, no matter what. And so that's usually the case, even though you come home and you're naturally horribly upset, it just seems like you take it out on people as you know, the closest to you. And so for me here, standing here, it's very hard to go over this passage. Because what do I really know about love? I don't. And so that why it was so difficult to get through the process of how do I digest this myself? How do I digest this myself, and how do I teach anything that I don't know usually a single thing about? And what I want to talk to you guys today is not from my strength. I'm going to talk to you from my weakness. And some of you may feel the same, maybe not. But it just seems like there are so many times in my life in which it just seems, you know, I want to think and I want to meditate on what God's word says, but so many different times, as soon as I'm not thinking about it, there's this little voice, and you know, there's one on your right, one on your left, and this left, you know, he's so much louder than this guy over here, right? And so the guy on your left is a constant barrage of thinking about who has wronged me. How are things not going okay? What if they just did this differently? And so in my life, it's so easy for the guy on my left, the guy that's speaking just I don't want to say just evil thoughts, but that's what it is. trying to get my life to focus on me and how things aren't going well because things aren't going really great with somebody else. And after a while, that becomes even more and more. And the voice becomes louder, and I don't put a cap on that. And all of a sudden, I start thinking, man, this, if I don't do something about this, this is going to get out of hand. Let me. Do you guys have a natural reaction to people in general? Do we have a natural reaction at all? How about this one?
I want to see you and your wife right away about Dorothy.
Dorothy? Well, what has Dorothy done?
As soon as you heard those first couple musical notes, did you already have something in your mind? Hopefully you weren't looking at me. I mean, I hope that was just coincidence, right? But it is. Because I can't take myself off of there and say, you know what, that sometimes I totally deserve to be up there when you think about that kind of music. And then all of a sudden, if it works.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog too.
And then all of a sudden you switch to, this person in your mind goes from one thing to the next, doesn't it? From one extreme to the next. And all of a sudden, you're thinking, this person is the worst person, or this situation is the worst. And you start withdrawing and withdrawing more and withdrawing more. All of a sudden, the only thing in your head is this nastiness. This nastiness. And so today, I wanted to take a look at a couple of different things. If you would advance that for me. All right. The first thing, can I say that love is difficult? Don't look at your husband. Don't keep your eyes here. You know from years and years and years that love is totally difficult. It is totally difficult even to stay in the same room with someone that you are just ready to wring his neck. But isn't that true for this family too? That some of the most difficult situations are here? Because the context is that we need to love each other. And sometimes the only reason why we put on a smile is because God tells us to. But deep down inside, we just feel like we would like to explode. I mean, that's the case for me. And I keep coming back to this idea here. If you would, get out your hymnal or find a hymnal in front of you. I keep wanting to go back to Luther's Small Catechism, page 325. Some of you guys are like, I just got confirmed, and you're already opening up the catechism. Yes, I hope so. As much as we can, we want to go back to the catechism because it centers around God's word. Look at the fourth section. The fourth section. It says, what does such baptizing with water indicate? If you would read this with me. It indicates... By daily, daily, daily contrition and repentance. By daily looking at myself and saying, my ego has got to remain in check. How I look at myself before God has to remain in check. And so this says, daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die with all sins. That means I remember what happened in a place like this, a place like this where God drew me closer to him. It was what God was doing. Even though Satan wants to corrupt that, it was God who's drawing, and it was God in which we see the water being used. We're simple water, and that is to signify to us, God is trying to invoke a thought in your mind that by what he has done, by simple things, he makes us clean. He makes us clean. And so this morning, above everything else, when you're hearing those thoughts, when you have that tendency for that person to try to speak into your life about what is going wrong, how that person has wronged you, by daily repentance and contrition, by daily thinking about what God has done for us, each one of us, me included, me at the forefront, to think about what God has done for me. And that is what keeps me in this idea of love. And so if you take a look at the second part, you will keep my commandments. If there's anyone in here who has kept even one commandment for 1 hour of the day, I'd like to meet you. Because it is difficult for me to do that. I know I'm preaching to the choir. And I realize that it's just difficult. And for me, it is difficult to hear this from God, because God, why are you placing me so far under your expectations? And he's not. He's saying, I'm pointing you to someone else. I'm pointing you to my expectations, which is found in Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. It is a life that was perfect, that sent him, even though he was perfect, even though he had not sinned, for him to give his life for me, to give his life for you. That is what it means to love. He calls us to that, even though we cannot. He sets the bar high, because that's what Jesus did for us. And so when we take a look at all of our wrongs, he took it to the cross. He took it to the cross so that each one of us could put each other first. So that even though when we're fighting, even though when we're not thinking what we should think, God calls us to a place to follow in his footsteps. He has made us white through the blood of the Lamb, we pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us, Lord, as Lord God, it's so difficult to follow rules. Lord God, even at an early age, we want to rebel against them. Lord God, we ask you to be with us, Lord, as we seek to go forward as a family. Even though there are so many different opinions, so many different thoughts, may we seek to follow you. In your son's name we pray. Amen. If you would, rise at this time.